It's Monday, August 23rd, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Tragically, Tiburica Tafuro, a 20-year-old man in Uganda who had converted from Islam to Christianity in 2019, was tied up and murdered by his own Muslim father on Sunday after he refused to forsake his faith in Christ, reports Morningstar News. Before his untimely death in the Kibuku district, his aunt recalled that Tafuro told his father, quote, "I am mature enough to join any religion that I feel like because I am above 18 years old. I want to confirm that I am saved by the grace of God. I cannot renounce my Christian faith now or in the future," end quote. Matthew 10, verse 22 says, "You will be hated by all because of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved." Fox News Pentagon correspondent Jennifer Griffin quipped Friday that President Biden's speech on the Kabul airlift was so full of misrepresentations that she, quote, "could not fact-check it fast enough," end quote, reports RealClearPolitics.com.
"I'm having a hard time digesting what we heard because I couldn't fact check it fast enough in real time because there were so many misrepresentations of what is happening on the ground. To hear the president talk about still having an over-the-horizon capability to see what is happening with the remnants of Al-Qaeda, ISIS-K, the Khorasan group, and even the Taliban, that would have required partners on the ground. And what we've seen in recent days is that those partners on the ground have been abandoned. They're in hiding. They're fearing for their lives. They've fled the country. We don't have partners. We don't have eyes and ears. The whole reason that U.S. military cannot leave the airport to go and rescue any Americans who are out in Kabul when British and French special forces can do so is that they don't have any partners left. So I don't see how you can say that with a straight face, that they're going to be over the horizon capabilities to see the terror threat in Afghanistan when this is all said and done. We heard from international leaders around the world that NATO allies were gobsmacked at the sudden announcement and withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan."
Republican Senate Judiciary Committee member Lindsey Graham of South Carolina told Fox News